Chuck Chad Freestyle for October 24th, 2010. Good day to you. It's me again. Wow, it seems like we just talked, didn't it? Well, that was Wednesday night, and it is now Sunday afternoon, and I am driving, once again, as you can tell from the background noise, currently about 20 minutes north of Green Bay on US 41, heading home from my parents' house in Marquette, Michigan, where I had a wonderful weekend. I mentioned I was looking forward to a mini family reunion after several busy appointments. The trip to Chicago went well. I checked in about midnight. Just got a little bit of a turnaround at the end. I think the GPS sent me on a left turn instead of a right turn, so I was about a block off. Called the hotel, and they said, oh, just go down to the corner and turn and park. Easy as that. Got about 6 hours of rest, so I felt pretty good. And then headed over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Washington Street in Chicago, for those of you who know the area. And it was a wonderful meeting. I got there a bit early. I thought I started at 8, so I arrived at 7:30. Turns out it started at 8:30. So I talked with a nice gentleman in the lobby, made some small talk, found out he was Italian, and I was Italian, and just nice discussion, just a talkative guy. Then the meeting got started, Chicagoland HDI. And a few things I learned from their chapter. Oh, some traffic slowing down here. Looks like there's some construction going on. Learned a few things from their chapter. Nice thing about HDI is free to share ideas. Things that work for them may work for us, may not work for us, but we're always willing to try. And did my presentation on effective customer communications, as I did back in March. Bit of a great discussion. They had about 25 people attending, including a couple of sponsors from Brooksource, who brought in danishes and bagels and juice and coffee for the people. I thought, boy, must be nice to have 25 people at a chapter meeting. And I'll tell you what our turnout was on Friday in just a moment. But good interaction, lots of good questions about dealing with different situations, and good input, too. It wasn't just me talking. It was more of a discussion. And got done with that. They were very kind. They gave me a thank you gift for speaking. And then I walked back to the hotel, which was, you know, 3-4 blocks away, and got back on the road and drove back to Wisconsin. That was a long and tiring drive, but at least it was in the daylight. Got back, took a short nap before Donna and the kids came home. And had a wonderful Thursday night, so it was nice to hang out with the family. Donna had choir, but just spending time with the girls was good. It doesn't appear to be construction. There is a police officer with flashing lights on the shoulder of the road, so there might be an accident up ahead, or they're warning that traffic is congested. There's the second one, about a quarter mile ahead. The Friday was a good morning of work, talking to customers, little anxiety for me, because I have a pre-sales customer that wanted to see some things about our service catalog offering. How do you order phones, and what are your recommendations for multiple types of laptops, that sort of thing. So I walked them through a quick demo, discussed the way that the database and dictionary and definitions and things are laid out, and that worked out real well. It was a good morning, lots of good questions. Fired off a couple questions to colleagues, and then went to lunch with a former coworker of mine. As you can hear, traffic has picked up again. Looks like it was just someone stalled on the side of the road. Went to a former colleague of mine, a coworker. We went to a sushi place. I'm not a big sushi person, so if I don't like the taste of it, I just douse it heavily with soy sauce and wasabi, and anything's good with that. Learned that trick in Malaysia at a Japanese restaurant. But this was good sushi. Good sushi and what's the other stuff? Sashimi or sushimi or... there's different varieties where it's just a roll of rice with salmon or tuna or shrimp on top. Then you get the traditional sushi rolls. And very nice buffet. So $10, all you can eat. had lots and lots and lots of sushi. It was very delicious. Had a good conversation with this friend of mine, Thor Anderson, whom you may or may not know. He's working at ITT Technical Schools in Green Bay. And a wonderful time. Then left from there, came home, got changed real quick, and zipped off to our HDI chapter meeting, where we were having a panel on Windows 7 deployments and experiences. We had three different organizations, a university and two companies represented on our panel. It was sort of a hybrid between a panel and a round table. So the group got involved. We had, I believe, 18 people signed up, and of those, there were three no-shows, but about six walk-ins. So we had about 21 people, which is outstanding. I am still very impressed, very happy about that turnout, because I was hoping that our turnout at September, which was about 15, would carry over, that it wasn't just a fluke. Attendance has been very low in the last year or two, and we wanted to re-energize the group and bring people in, and that is so far working. Very happy that that's going. I do need to get thank you notes to our panelists, maybe with a little token Amazon gift card or something that I can put in there. The discussion went well, the presentation went well, and then meeting was awesome. Didn't have a lot of big prizes. I gave away a couple of books that I picked up at a gently used bookstore in June in Colorado, but those always worked well. I think the non-member prize was Who Moved My Cheese, and the member prize was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, which I listened to in the summer of 2009. Very, very good book. I highly recommend that one. I do need to get around to reading Who Moved My Cheese. The company where I used to work had a like a 1 hour, 2 hour course on it, but I did not have the opportunity to take them up on that at the time. Wish I did. And now I wish I read the book. So a few other people won some token prizes, you know, desk knickknacks and whatnot, but it was all fun. A lot of people came from a new local organization, hoping to generate some interest there. One lady stepped up, and we had a discussion at the end of the meeting about one of her officer positions. So the plan is working. I'm very happy with what's going on in that chapter. We do need some new officers, and we need some people attending the meetings in order to have a successful organization. And that is working. I'm very happy. Because it's too easy to throw in the towel and say, well, let it be someone else's problem. But I'd rather be the person to say, look, I gave it some effort and I gave it some personal funding and turned it around. So that's what this community needs. That was Friday. Turned around, I went home, got changed, said hi to the girls, said bye to the girls. And actually, Lisa wasn't home, but Donna was. She got home a little early. The girls had a half a day of school on Friday afternoon. And got on the road to the UP, where it was a fairly uneventful ride. Dark, good road conditions, not much else to say. Except for the fact that a lot of the road construction is done, expanding some of the two-lane roads to four-lane roads. This has cut, over the last 10 years, they've been expanding some of the roads. And and bypassing some of the smaller towns like Oconto and Peshtigo. Down to, it's probably cut 20 to 30 minutes off of that 200-mile trip, which is a significant amount of time. And I'm very, I feel like I'm always ahead of schedule, and it feels good. Coming back, it was about the same. There's still a little in the town of Menominee, Michigan, right on the border of Wisconsin and Michigan. And you know, that'll clear up. I don't think they'll ever do a whole lot of four-lane stuff in the UP. In Michigan's Upper Peninsula, for those of you who are not around the area. And had a little bit of a talk with the parents. I was the only one staying with them. My other brothers and sisters have been looking forward to this weekend for a long time, since it first started shaping together maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago. Got some good rest, felt good, was up. We were supposed to get up at 7 a.m. local time, which is 6 a.m. for me, and I naturally wake up at 6 a.m. anyway. So I got up and took a shower and shaved and found out that my parents normally get up at 6 a.m. Eastern time, but had accidentally slept until 7:20. Well, they wanted to get the five of us together who were there, my sister Marilyn and Rico and Vince and Audrey and me, to go over some personal planning information. My parents are, of course, in their later years, into their 70s, and are still doing quite well in terms of health and finance and whatnot. And while they're in this shape, they wanted to have a discussion with us and make sure that, you know, it's inevitable. They're going to pass away, and then we have a plan. It wasn't a burden on any one person, or we're all scratching our heads going, I thought you took care of this, and I thought you took care of that. They laid out a plan and asked us ahead of time, would you take responsibility for the funding? And we have a sister with some special needs, and make sure that's covered. Because frankly, if something were to happen, and my dad is handling most of that today, we looked at each other and said, yeah, it's a good thing you wrote that down, because we would have forgot all about her. And not literally forget about her, but she might have found herself in quite a state without someone's assistance. So we got that all squared away. It was kind of a solemn moment, but very thankful that we have this opportunity to do that. And it inspired me to start thinking about that and have those talks with Donna about making sure that our kids are set up, and the inheritance, you know, in terms of a will and trusts and things like that are taken care of, so that the government doesn't get 90% of our estate. It was a good discussion, and we all left on a warm, very family feeling. It was very familial, and happy to do it. And of course, it was good to see my brothers and sisters at that point too. There were a few laughs in between, you know, making sure that in terms of who gets what and when to pull the plug. And I said, well, for Mom, it's an easy decision. If it's a Democratic president, just pull the plug. And she said, oh, that makes the finance issue easy, too, because there won't be any. opinionated political views, we'll say. So the afternoon was rather nice. My nephews had offered to take us out shooting. Some of you may have seen the Twitters and whatnot. It said, picking up ammo and then going shooting. What a great family get together. So a few of us had gotten together to shoot some guns. One of my nephews was in the service, and I believe he's returning to service. He's got a few handguns and an automatic rifle. Another nephew brought along a couple of shotguns. I haven't shot in probably 20 plus years. I know I was in college. I went out with a local deputy and my former boss. And we went out to a gravel pit and we shot a 38 and a 357 and compared the two. At the time, I think I was using the 38 shells as earplugs, which worked quite comfortably and quite well. This time I did have earplugs. They were just part of my normal travel kit, because I never know if I'm going to be sleeping in a hotel next to a noisy train, or if my spousal unit begins to, roll onto her back and snore. So I always have earplugs nearby. And I just happened to have put those in my pocket, going, hey, we're going shooting. I didn't know what my brother and whatnot would have. Those who have guns had either the complete over-the-ear type or the earbud type. He also picked up at the outdoors store some additional foam ones, which worked pretty well, and I had my own. And then we picked up ammunition, of course, some 40 caliber, 45 caliber, shotgun shells, some, I don't know what caliber that automatic rifle was. Got a couple shells in my pocket. I could probably read them, but not while I'm driving. And, tried things out. We had I believe 10-year-old nephew, or 10-year-old nephew was there, right on up to me and my older brothers. It was very much a testosterone thing. I'll be blunt and say that. There was one woman there that's my nephew Brandon's girlfriend, Ashley. She is very comfortable around guns. She spent most of the time reloading the clips and being our support person out of the back of my minivan. And we brought along a few targets. When we got to the location, however, we realized that we were not the first people to be here. There were shotgun shells littered on the ground. I've got some pictures. I'll put them on Facebook. A couple of them are just, it looks like there's more shotgun shells than gravel. It's amazing. I expected to see a washing machine or a TV or something. That would have been fun to shoot at, but there were plastic buckets and a soccer ball, some boards, some paper. We brought along a staple gun and some paper targets, plastic targets, kind of that show when you hit. And we got a chance to shoot everything. It was fun. It was a good experience. I did pretty well. I hit the target most of the time from about 40, maybe 50 yards, 11.5 by whatever it is, sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, maybe slightly larger than that, and put them all on the paper, as opposed to some of my siblings or in-laws that couldn't hit the board they were on. But everybody's got different skill sets. I had fun. Testing the different caliber guns was very enjoyable. But I was kind of surprised. I'd forgotten how expensive ammunition was. For this outing for, what was it, 8, 10 people for a couple of hours, cost about $160. So it was not cheap. Average range is about 40 to 50 cents a bullet. And when you think you can put 30 bullets in that automatic rifle, that's, $15. Well, we all cut it down to 15 or 20 bullets. And along with the other stuff we were shooting, 6 out of this and 5 out of that and 12 out of this, it was about $20, $25, $30 for each of us to fire. So it was a lot of fun. My oldest brother and I had to head back immediately as soon as we were done, because we planned to join my parents at church. This was the same church that my wife and I were married in. I did send a Foursquare connection. I forgot to put this in the church I was married in, but one of my old high school friends said, "Are you now the mayor of St. Peter's Cathedral?" Or St. Peter Cathedral. I learned there is no S on this thing. And I said, no, somebody else is. Those of you who know Foursquare, the social media thing, you know that somebody always ends up being the mayor of something. And I just joined about a week ago, or a few days, literally a few days ago, and have not been the mayor of anything at this point. But having fun, it's kind of an easy way to check in and see who else is around with the location-based services and mobile devices and whatnot. It's kind of fun. Now passing through Green Bay, just passed over Highway 29, which goes east-west, and still on US 41 heading south. So about 30 minutes from home. I promise I won't take another 42, 43, 45 minutes of your time as I did on that other trek. After church, we went over to the Ramada, which is where we had our wedding reception, and had a little poolside party. All the kids were in the pool. Most of the adults were in the pool. I had brought along the laptop and thrown the photos that I took with my camera onto the laptop and did a quick slideshow, and everybody was impressed. I tried a new feature in iPhoto 10, don't have 11 yet, looking at getting it, that puts multiple slides on the screen at once. I think they call it section screen or sliced screen or something. I can't remember. It was one of those 6 themes that they give you when you start a slideshow right in iPhoto. And it did a neat job. When things should have been long in landscape, it did that right and put 2 or 3 smaller squares or portrait mode things on there. So new feature that I hadn't played with in iPhoto that worked well. I had a lot of talks to my sisters and brothers about how the new job is. Excuse me. Ooh, lunch is haunting me. I had half of a sub sandwich from a place in Marquette called Togo's. A place I used to frequent because our dive shop was right next door to this place at one point, and it just kind of became a staple. So now whenever I visit Marquette,
gotta stop at Togo's. And everybody's got their favorite, whether it's a hot sandwich or cold sandwich. Just, it's comfort food. Well, I had driven my parents to the Ramada and agreed to take them back. They said, what if you don't want to leave when we do? I said, oh, trust me, I will. So we left about 8:30, watched a little TV, and got another good night's rest. Everybody, a couple of them got on the road very, very early this morning because, you know, it's about a 13-hour drive back to Minot, North Dakota for one of my brothers, and 5 hours for my sister to Traverse City, Michigan. And as I mentioned, three and a half to Appleton for me and my brother. So we all went our separate ways this morning. Got to see a few of them as they dropped by, had a little breakfast, and got on the road. Wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend. My sister, as I mentioned, wants to do this again in the upcoming years. The one thing I regret we didn't have a chance to do was take a group photo of the five kids and parents. So we'll have to put that on the agenda for next time, I guess. All the more reason. Next fall is going to be kind of tricky because of karate. I do have candidate training again next fall, so we'll have to see how the schedule works out. I did get a notice on Saturday from my boss that asked me if I'd ever done ServiceNow training before. And I said, no, I'm very interested in doing it. I've done plenty of training in my former role and look forward to doing it. I said, what do you need? And he said that his father's having some issues. And I feel very badly about that. And he was planning to do a training course, an Admin 101, 2-day training course in Madison, Wisconsin for some of our customers. And I said, say no more. I got you covered. Fortunately, I did receive the training material earlier last week. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. And began looking it over for a completely different reason. Didn't know this was coming, obviously. However, it may impact a couple of things, one of which is Tuesday night's karate module test. And I have missed one test in the past, and they'll allow you to do a makeup within the next week or so. But it is usually harder because you are all alone rather than with a group. So whereas if I would be there on Tuesday, I could spar, take a break, you know, do 2-3 rounds and take a break, just because of the sheer number of people that are there. There's not enough floor space. But alone, I may have to do 3, 4, 5 rounds against people much, much more difficult than I. And it's going to be a lot more challenging. Not that I don't like a good challenge, but as I told you before, sparring is not my forte. There are much more things that I'd rather do. There is a form that I need to know, not an issue. I feel pretty comfortable with that. I've been helping some of the other adult students learn that form. It's fairly short as some of our forms go, 21, 23 seconds, where some of them can range up to 45 seconds. And so that part doesn't worry me. And actually, the sparring doesn't worry me either. I've been, during the last few classes, they've been giving out good tips, and I'll try to employ those, assuming I'm not too tired, and I can keep my guard up, and I can keep moving. That's going to be the big thing. But I expect to get banged around a bit. So I gotta nail this down. I also don't know to what degree I'm doing this training in terms of logistics. Is lunch ready to go? Are we getting that catered in? You know, hotel accommodations. I do plan to show up the night before, probably right after Monday night's karate session. I'll drive down to Madison. It's about 2.5 hours, depending where in Madison they have it. And you know, how much of that do I need to take care of? So I'll find a lot of this out on Monday when I get back into the work routine at home. Looking forward to it, though. Really, really looking forward to it. And, you know, stepping up and helping out the boss is never a bad thing. So that's going to be it for this time. Had a great weekend. Had a great time in Chicago. Great time at our HDI meeting. And look forward to the training and whatnot in Madison. So until next time. This is Chuck Chat, Freestyle. Chuck signing out, 101.